This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The food companies get rich selling people all these toxins, and then the drug companies get rich treating the diseases.
The Health Ranger Report.
And then everybody throws their hands up in the air that we can't afford health care. Yeah, because you're eating death.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Do you remember that video that came out a couple of months ago showing, I guess, resistance leftists, you know, left-wingers who are anti-Trumpers and they think they're part of the new resistance? They were training with firearms out in the desert, I think in Arizona, somewhere maybe near Phoenix. And the video was so hilarious that all of us who are proficient in firearms, we dubbed it the which end goes bang video, because the leftists were so incredibly incompetent. It was just hilarious. They, for example, they would have targets in front of them that are just 20 or 25 feet away, and they could barely hit them with an AR-15. Now, competent people can hit targets at, you know, 300 yards with an AR-15, but leftists, Antifa or whatever they are, they can barely hit anything at 25 yards. So that was a really interesting piece of comedy, and I only bring this up because there's been a new video that has come out of leftists training for hand-to-hand combat. Looks like it's in a park in San Francisco or something like that. They're talking about, they've got this lispy spokesperson talking about how they're training to overthrow Trump and defend themselves against the aggression of right-wingers. we just can't stop laughing at this, because in the video, they show each other attempting to engage in physical exertion. Like, here they are attempting to do push-ups, but they can't do push-ups. You know, here they are attempting to do like a wrist hold, but they can't do a wrist hold properly. Here they are, they think they're being physical badasses, and they are the most stupid-looking imbeciles that you have ever seen. If I showed this to my classmates in the Krav Maga class that I used to take, I studied Krav Maga for several years. It's an Israeli hand-to-hand combat art, really the best form of hand-to-hand combat in the world, by the way. But if I showed this video to my classmates, they would all be rolling on the floor laughing, and they'd have to cancel class because their stomach muscles, their abs would hurt so much from the laughter. They couldn't even function after this. It is so pathetic. And what's funny about it is that these leftists think that they are badasses, and they look so stupid, and they have no skills, and they have no strength. Now, there's a scientific basis behind this that I want to bring up. I remember seeing a scientific study a couple of months ago that talked about how grip strength is steadily declining generation after generation in America, that people, you know, who grew up as children, let's say three or four generations ago, they had really high grip strength because they were doing physical things. Today, kids, you know, young people, they can't grip anything. They can't carry anything. They can't pick up a bucket or a bag of dog food or a bag of grain. They have no grip strength. And if you don't have any grip strength, you can't fight, because you have to grip your opponent. You have to do wrist grabs, or you have to sometimes grab your own wrist if you're doing certain types of holds and so on. Or you have to hold on to your knife if you're in edge weapons combat. If you don't have grip strength, you can't fight, period. And today's youth, especially progressive leftists who live in cities, they have no grip strength, because they're doing keyboards, and they're doing their Xbox, and they're just playing video games, and they're texting on their mobile devices. But if you took them outside and said, hey, swing on that rope swing there over the lake, they couldn't even hold on to the rope. These left-wing city-dwelling kids today, these progressives who think they are badasses, they think they're ninjas, and they're morons. They can't even hold on to a rope. Forget about climbing a rope. They couldn't pull themselves up on a rope. Forget it. That's just not even possible in their twisted universe. They can't achieve that. Which reminds me, by the way, I got to set up an exercise rope in my own gym. That's a good idea. I should do more rope climbing. In any case, I was an assistant instructor on a pistol skills class recently, and I mentioned this in another podcast, but there were several young people who were learning pistol skills for the first time, and they're city dwellers. They live in the city. They grew up in the city. They're not rural country people, and they could not rack the slide on a Glock 19. So racking the slide, by the way, in case you're not familiar with it, just means actuating the slide to put a round in the chamber or to clear a jam or any number of other things that you need to do. They did not have the grip strength to be able to rack the slide. And I'm thinking, what? How can that be? Because to me, you know, I grab the gun, I grip the slide, I rack the slide. It's the easiest thing in the world. I never would have even occurred to me that somebody couldn't do that unless they were a child. You know, obviously like a 7-year-old child might have difficulty doing that, but you shouldn't have a 7-year-old child playing with your Glock anyway. So it never even occurred to me that an adult could not rack the slide of a pistol. But now it all makes sense when I see that these left-wing progressive youth, they can't do a push-up. They can't hold on to anything. They have no strength. And not only do they have no physical strength, they have no mental strength. They're crybullies and snowflakes, and they have microaggressions. They're triggered by everything. Like someone writes Trump on the sidewalk on a college campus, and a bunch of left-wing students have to go see the counselor because they've suffered traumatic stress and they've been triggered. I mean, they're weak at every level. Think about it. They're physically weak, they're mentally weak, and they are spiritually weak. They have no fortitude. They have no ability to withstand anything. And the reason why all of this is important, and this is the whole point of this podcast, is that if a civil war does break out in America, the left will fold almost immediately. Because, again, if it's a shooting war, which I hope never happens, but if it comes to a shooting war or actual combat, there's no comparison. I mean, the conservatives in this country tend to be more physically strong. They know how to use firearms. They are dedicated. They have mental fortitude because they have been abused and subjected to tyranny by the left for so long that it has made conservatives stronger. It has made them mentally stronger. It has given them more self-discipline, more mental fortitude, whatever it takes. And just everyday activities of people like myself on the farm, you know, doing tractor repairs, moving bags of grain, taking care of animals and so on, building fences, repairing fences, whatever the case may be, everyday activities would be considered, that I do, would be considered like superhuman feats by these leftists who can't do a push-up. They couldn't imagine throwing 100 pounds of grain on two shoulders and hiking it, you know, a few hundred yards to the animal feeding area. They couldn't imagine the strength that it takes just to do some firearms repair where you're working with a lot of springs and a lot of pins, and like just try to take the nut off the back of an AR-15. You know what I'm talking about? That nut that holds the stock onto the back of the lower receiver. I don't know what that's called, whatever that nut is. Try taking that nut off and you'll be amazed. You got to have a lot of physical strength, even with the correct armorer's wrench. You got to have some strength. I guarantee you that leftists can't do that. They don't have the strength to carry that out. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up, but I just wanted you to know the truth about all of this. So it's astonishing, but thank you for listening. I hope it doesn't come to a civil war, but if it does, the left loses. No question about it. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer, and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.